So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter number 6, text number 10.
Tā šokar mēs, šorīt mēs lasām Srimad Bhagavatam, trešais dziedājums, sestā modeļa, desmitais pants.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Smaran Vishva Shrijam Isha Vigyapitam Adhoksaja Virajam Atapat Svena Tejasa Esham Vivritaye Smaran Vishvas Srijang Isho
Smaran Vishvas Srijang Isho
Vigyapitam Madhoksaja
Vigyapitam Madhoksaja
Virajam Atapat Svena
Virajam Atapat Svena
Tejasai Shang Vibhrittaye Smaran Vishvas Srijam Isho
Smaran Vishvas Srijam Isho
Vigyapitam Madhokshaja
Vigyapitam Madhokshaja
Virajam Atapat Svena
Virajam Atapat Svena
Tejasai Shang Virvrittaye Smaran, remembering, Vishvasrajam, of the demigods entrusted with the task of cosmic construction. Isha, the Supreme Lord, Vigyapitam, as he was prayed for. Adhokshaja, the transcendence. Virajam, the gigantic, universal form. Atapat, considered thus, Svena, by his own, Tejasa, energy, Esham, for them, Vrivrittaye,
for understanding.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is the super soul of all the demigods, entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to by the demigods, he thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. Purport. The impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is imagination. Intelligent persons, however, can estimate the value of the cause by observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother independently, but because the living entity, the soul, is within the body. Without the living entity, the material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays a development, it must be understood that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is therefore logical. As the materialist cannot find the soul and the supersoul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that the Supreme Soul is the cause of the universe. The Lord is therefore described in Vedic language as avan manasa gocharaha, beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the Supreme within the purview of words and minds, but the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adhokshaja, or the person who is beyond perception by the blunt, limited potency of our senses. One cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in a well was informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and he began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. The title PhD can also be interpreted as plow department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the causing manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in his transcendental loving service, the demigods controlling the elements and ingredients of universal affairs, prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form as he did at the request of Arjuna.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Paragamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamsha.
So Prabhupada is very nicely pointing out that you cannot realize the Supreme with your mundane words and your mundane mind.
Jūs nevarat objekt visaugstāko ar savām parastajām maņām un parasto prātu.
Krishna is beyond the perception of our blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Un Krishna ir ārpus mūsu trulo maņu uztveres, kas ir piesārņotas turklāt šīs maņas.
So how will you realize him then?
Tātad kā gan mēs viņu varam objekt?
If he's not perceivable by your blunt senses,
ja viņu nevar objekt un viņu nevar uztvert ar mūsu trulajām maņām,
and your blunt senses is all you have to go by,
un jūsu trulās maņas ir viss, kas jums ir,
how will you realize Krishna?
Kā gan jūs varat objekt Krishna?
That answer is given by Rupa Goswami.
Un šo atbildi uz šo jautājumu sniedz Rupa Goswami.
Atakshi Krishna namadi nabhavet grayam indriyai sevan mukhe hi jivado svayam eva spadajadaha. One cannot realize the Supreme Person with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Cilvēks nevar apzināties Krishna ar savām trulajām, nepilnīgajām maņām, piesārņotajām maņām.
It is only when he becomes spiritually saturated or Krishnized by engaging in devotional service beginning with the tongue.
Tikai tad, kad viņš ir pilnībā piesātināts vai krišnietizēts ar kalpošanu Dievam, un tas sākās ar mēlu.
That the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord are revealed to him.
Tikai tad, pārpasaulīgais Dieva kunga vārds, forma, viņa spēles, tie to atklātas.
So the point is, you have to transform your senses.
Tātad būtība ir, ka jums ir jātransformē, jāpārveido savas maņas.
You have to purify your senses.
Jums ir jāatīra savas maņas.
You have to Krishnaize your eyes.
Jums ir jākrišnaitizē savas
ausis. You have to Krishnaize your ears.
Jums ir jākrišnaitizē savas
ausis. You have to Krishnaize your tongue.
Un jums ir jākrišnaitizē.
In this way the mind becomes Krishnaized.
Un tādā veidā jūsu prāts.
And with your transcendental mind, and then with your transcendental mind, you can understand
Krishna.
With your transcendental purified senses, you can see Krishna. One time before I became a devotee, I was associating sometimes with the devotees on the Berkeley campus in the U.S.
Es dažkārt piedrojos ar Baktām Breklīs tajā studentu pilsētiņā Amerikā.
I was pretty puffed up.
Un es biju diezgan tāds uzpūtīgs.
So, I didn't want to join.
Es nevēlējos pievienoties.
And I had my arguments against accepting, you know, against surrendering.
Un man bija savi argumenti, kāpēc es neusticēju sevi.
So I met one brahmachari on the university campus one day. He approached me, preaching to me. And I challenged him. I said, you Hare Krishna people, you say that your senses are imperfect. But yet you say that Krishna is God. So how you can say that Krishna is God, your senses are imperfect? And he didn't know what to say. He went,
oh!
He didn't know how to answer me. So I defeated him, you see. But if he had known this verse by Rupa Goswami that I just quoted,
bet ja viņš būtu zinājis šo pantu, Rupas Goswami pantu, ko es nu pat citēju,
he could have easily defeated me.
Tad viņš viegli būtu uzveicis mani.
Because Rupa Goswami says, yes, with your imperfect senses, you cannot understand that Krishna is God. That's a fact.
Ja Rupa Goswami saka, jā, ar savu nepilnīgajām maņām jūs nevarat saprast Krishna. Tas ir fakts.
But when you purify your senses by engaging them in Krishna's service, they're no longer imperfect.
Bet tad, kad jūs iesaistat savas maņas kalpošanā Krišnam, tās vairs nav nepilnīgas.
This process of devotional service transforms the imperfect senses into perfect senses.
Un šis process, kurā mēs kalpojam Dievam, transformē nepilnīgas maņas par pilnīgām.
So actually, it is with perfect senses that we realize that Krishna is God.
Un patiesībā ir tā, ka tikai ar pilnīgām maņām mēs saprotam Krišnu.
These senses have been perfected by engaging them in Krishna's service.
Un šīs maņas to pilnīgotas, tās iesaistot kalpošanā Krishna.
This is according to the version of Śrīla Rūpa Goswami.
Un tas ir saskaņā ar Śrīla Rūpa Goswami.
So anybody who was willing to undergo the purificatory process of Krishna consciousness.
Un katrs, kurš vēlas, lai tikt iziet cauri šim te procesam, attīrīšanas procesam,
will in due course have their own personal experience of God.
Pilnīgi noteikti, pēc noteiktā laikā piedzīvos personiski Dievu klātbūtni.
It will not simply be some theory.
Tā nebūs tikai kāda teorija.
It will be experienced as a fact.
Tas būs tiks piedzīvos kā fakts.
Prabhupāda told me.
Prabhupāda teica man.
He said, if I would engage with full sincerity of attitude 24 hours a day in the service of Krishna,
Ja es nodošos 24 stundas diennaktī pilnībā uzticot ar pilnīgi patiesi.
He assured me if I did that, Krishna would personally reveal himself to me.
Ka ja es tā darīšu, tad Krishna atklās pats sevi man.
And he would answer all of my questions.
Un atbildēs uz visiem maniem jautājumiem.
So was Prabhupada bluffing me?
Vai Prabhupada blefoja man?
No.
Nē.
Why was Prabhupada not bluffing me?
Kāpēc Prabhupāda nebūtu?
Because he was experiencing Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka viņš pats piedzīvoja Krishna.
At every minute. Prabhupāda said that Krishna actually has written these purports.
Viņš teica, ka patiesībā Krishna ir uzrakstījis šos skaidrojumus.
Krishna told Prabhupāda what to put in these purports.
Krishna pateica Prabhupādam, par ko runāt šajos skaidrojumus.
So every word in Śrīla Prabhupāda's purports is as good as scripture.
Un katrs vārds ir Šrīla Prabhupāda skaidrojumos ir tikpat vērts kā visi raksti.
Prabhupāda's purports are divinely revealed knowledge.
Prabhupāda skaidrojumi ir dievišķa līmeņa atklāsme. Zināšana, dievišķas atklāsmes zināšanas.
So just as Prabhupāda could see Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka Prabhupāda var redzēt Krishna.
We can also see Krishna.
Mēs arī varam redzēt Krishna.
If we will fully absorb ourselves in devotional service,
ja mēs pilnībā grimdēsimies kalpošanā Dievam,
we will have perfect knowledge of the Supreme Person.
Mēs iegūsim pilnīgas zināšanas par augstāko personību.
So I can ask if there's any questions.
Es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi?
Mans jautājums ir, vai uzticēt sev Krišnā, kāds ir mums ir tas ir viens lēmums, un tu uzreiz uztic sev, un Krišna mani dzīvē, vai tas ir pakāpenis, kā tas notiek uzticēšanās?
Vai uzticēšanas sev Krišnā notiek uzreiz, ar vienu lēmumu palīdzību, vai pakāpeniski? To surrender myself to Krishna, is it just one decision, or it happens gradually?
So, surrendering to Krishna, is it one decision, or it happens gradually? You have to make a firm commitment to do that.
Vispirms ir cieši jāatminās to darīt.
And because we are so conditioned, it will take some time to fully manifest it.
Bet tā iemesls dēļ, ka mums ir tāda tik ļoti savu nepareizu priekšstatu par sevi, paiet laiks, lai mēs to spētu, lai tas izpaustos pareizi.
Just like somebody decides, my goal is to be a billionaire.
Kā piemēram, kāds nolien, mans mērķis ir kļūt par miljardieri.
Can they become a billionaire immediately?
Vai viņš uzreiz var kļūt par miljardieri?
No, it will take some time.
Nē, nepieciešams.
First they have to make $1.
Vispirms viņam ir jānotām $1.
And then $10.
$10.
Then $100.
100.
1,000, 10,000, 100,000.
1,000, million. 1,100.
100 million, billion, like that.
Millions.
You see, gradually they become billionaire. They made the determination, my goal is to become billionaire, you see. That was a one-time decision. And then to practically attain it, it takes some time to gradually get there, you see. So you should make the determination, my determination is to become a pure devotee, completely pure devotee. And then you work on it determinedly. 1% pure, 2% pure, 3% pure, 50% pure, and gradually you keep working on it, increasing your purity until you reach 100%. So it's a one-time decision which requires gradual implementation.
Kurš prasa pakāpenisku sasniegšanu, pielietošanu.
That's how it works.
Īstenošanu, tā tas darbojas.
Any other question?
The speed of my progress in Krishna consciousness, it depends on my own, or it depends on Krishna also?
The what?
Speed of my progress.
Peace of mind?
Speed.
Speed of the progress.
Or the speed of the progress.
Vai progresa ātrums ir atkarīgs tikai no manis vai arī no Krišnas?
It's completely up to you.
Tas ir pilnībā no tevis.
Of Krishna wants you to be immediately successful.
Krishna grib, lai tu būtu nekavējoties sekmīgs.
So how fast you will become successful depends on the intensity of your desire.
Un tas, cik ātri tu gūsi panākums, ir atkarīgs no tavu vēlmi intensitātes.
One devotee, they have a program that people can gradually, all right, now you chant 4 rounds, now you chant 8 rounds, and this way in 12, 16. There's a program sometimes for new devotees, they guide you to chant 4, 8, 12, and then gradually 16.
Ir programma, kurā jaunos bakts pamazām iesaisti 4, 8, 12, 16 tāpēc.
So one enthusiastic person, he immediately started chanting 16 round. The devotee told him, you're not supposed to chant 16 yet, you're only supposed to chant 8. Not like that. Krishna is not holding you back. Well, you can't be a pure devotee yet. You're only allowed to be, a pure devotee after X number of years of practice. No. Krishna wants you to be a completely pure devotee right now. So the speed at which you achieve it, that's totally up to you. How much you have realized the necessity of complete surrender to Krishna.
Cik lielā mērā tu saproti vajadzību, nepieciešamību pilnībā uzticēt sevi Krishna.
Or how much you're thinking, well, maybe the material world has some pleasure for me.
Domā, varbūt tomēr materiālā pasaulē ir kaut kādas baudas man paredzētas.
Questions more? Okay.
So if it depends on my desire, so where to get this intense desire?
Bet ja tas ir atkarīgs no manas intensīvas vēlmes, kur to dabūt?
Where do I get this intensive desire? If it depends only on that, where can I get it?
Where do you get it? You don't have it?
There are now that's.
That is described by Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami, to aprakst.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kathopalabhyate tattadalyam api moyame kalam janmakoti sukritarina labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives.
Nav iegūstām veicot patikumīgas darbības simtiem un miljoniem dzīvi laikā.
It can be attained only by paying one price.
To var iegūt samaksāt tikai vienu cenu.
Which is the intense greed to obtain it.
Kas ir intensīvas algas to iegūt.
If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
Un, ja tas ir kaut kur iegūstams, tad cilvēkam tas ir jāiegādājās nekavējoties.
So it's really up to you.
Tas ir tikai no jums atkarīgs.
The onus is on you. The onus means the responsibility.
It's up to you.
Are you greedy for Krishna or not? Say, well, I don't. As you just said, well, I have very little desire. I have very little greed for Krishna. Then what can I do? What's my hope? If you have no Krishna Trishna or a thirst for Krishna, then you should follow the advice of Srimati Radharani. She has very nicely given advice, Srimati Radharani. She says, Mana Mora Vamadina. Jala vina yena mina, Krishna vina chane mariyaya, madhura hasane, let's see, what is it? Madhurya hasya vadane, mananeta rasayane, Krishna Trishna Dvigunavadaya. Yeah. Radharani, she's given this very nice advice. How to get thirst for Krishna? She says, if I do not think of Krishna, then my impoverished mind will die within a moment, just like a fish out of water. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face,
bet tad, kad es redzu Krishna's salt smaidošo seju,
my greed for Krishna immediately doubles.
Tad manas alkas pēc Krishna's nekavējoties dubultojas.
So you must simply look at that sweetly smiling face of Krishna.
Jums vienkārši jāraugās uz šo saldo Krishna's smaidu.
Actually, Krishna's body is very, very sweet.
Patiesībā Krishna's ķermenis ir ļoti salts.
And his face is even sweeter.
Un viņa seja ir vēl saldāka.
But his smile, which has the fragrance of honey,
bet viņa smaids, kas smaržo pēc medus,
is the epitome of sweetness. So, if you have no desire for Krishna, simply you must meditate on the smile of Krishna. And then you will become full of desire for Krishna. According to Radharani. And she's the number one expert. Any other questions?
Kāda ir garīgā skolotāja loma tajā, lai cilvēks pilnībā nodotos Krishna? What is a role of the spiritual master in this process to help one fully submit oneself, surrender, that one fully surrenders himself to Krishna?
The spiritual master is the channel through which you surrender.
Garīgais skolotājs ir kanāls, ar kuru jūs uzticat sevi Krishna.
Because you cannot see Krishna in your present state.
Tāpēc, ka jūs nevarat esošajā stāvoklī redzēt Krishna.
But you can see the spiritual master.
Jūs varat redzēt garīgo skolotāju.
You cannot hear Krishna speaking to you directly in your present state.
Jūs varat dzirdēt, ka Krishna runā ar jums patiešā.
But you can hear the spiritual master.
Jūs varat dzirdēt garīgo skolotāju.
You cannot understand whether Krishna is pleased or displeased in your present state.
Jūs savā esošajā stāvoklī nevarat saprast, vai Krishna ir iepriecināts vai nav.
But you can see if the spiritual master is pleased or displeased.
Bet jūs varat redzēt, vai garīgais skolotājs ir iepriecināts vai sarūpēts.
Therefore, Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakura advises.
Tāpēc Vishvanatha Chakravarti
Thakura. Yasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādo. Yasham prasada nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody makes any advancement. So just try to find out the bona fide spiritual master. And surrender yourself fully at his lotus feet. By his mercy you will become Krishna conscious. Any other question?
A great impetus for a person to devote to Krishna when we are so much suffering, we are afraid of that, we are afraid, we don't like to be sick. Isn't that a great enough impetus for one to surrender to Krishna?
The fact that one is getting old and sick and have all these problems, isn't it enough impetus to surrender oneself?
It should be. Then why are they not surrendering then?
I'll translate the question.
Because they don't know.
Gurudev, let me translate the question.
tad tās visas ciešanas, kas mums ir apkārt, vai tas nav pietiekams mudinājums, lai uzticētu sev Krišnam? Un skolotājs atbild, tam vajadzētu būt, bet māja mums saka, nē, ne, neuztic sevi.
So, I'm not telling them those who do not know, but those who have heard it and those who are practicing, shouldn't this be enough impetus?
Bet tiem, kas, es nevienu par tiem, kas nekā nav citējuši, bet tie, kas jau ir citējuši un praktizē, vai tad ar tiem ar to vien nepietiek?
But there is Mataji is not talking about those who know nothing about it, but about those who are practicing and have heard about it.
Isn't because it? We're too attached to sense gratification.
Tāpēc, ka mēs esam tik ļoti pieķērušies savu maņu apmierināšanai.
That's the problem.
Tā ir problēma.
We still think I am the body.
Jo projām mēs domājam, mēs esam ķermenis.
I am a male.
Es esmu vīrietis.
I'm a female.
Esmu sieviete.
Is it? We're still identifying with the body. That's the problem.
But we identify with the body yet. We don't like to get sick.
Bet tomēr mēs negribam slimot.
We don't want to get sick.
Yeah, but
mēs negribam novecot.
Yes, you're getting sick. That's right. You asked if you're getting sick, the answer is yes, you're getting sick.
No.
My question is that we know that we don't like to get sick. We are this body, as you said, we are this body, but yet, when the body gets sick, we don't like it.
Translate for them.
Tad, kad neraugoties to, ka mēs sevi uzskatām par ķermeni, mums nepatīk, ka tas ķermenis slimo.
Even though there's so much suffering in the body, we still think, but there's so much enjoyment. We don't so much take the suffering seriously, we take the enjoyment seriously.
Bet neraugoties uz to, ka mūsu ķermenis cieš, mēs vienalga domājam, ka ir kaut kas, ko baudīt. Mēs vairāk uztveram tās iespējamās baudas nopietnāk nekā tās ciešanas, ko mēs pārdzīvojam.
We think soon I will get well and then I will enjoy.
Un mēs domājam, nu gan jau drīz viss būs labi un atkal varēšu baudīt.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Процесс очищения, если уже у человека есть желание очиститься, ну вот это нужно ли что-то делать, чтобы очиститься, или это уже как бы Кришна сам очистит?
Vai vajag kaut ko darīt, ja vēl natīrīties, vai vajag kaut ko darīt, vai Krišna attīrīs?
If one has this desire, for purification. Is it enough? So, or one should do something, or Krishna just will do it for him?
No, one has to do something. Just like I may have a desire to become a billionaire, the desire alone will make me a billionaire. To become a billionaire, you have to do some very intelligent business transactions. You have to keep making profit. And more profit, and more profit. So if you want to become pure, the desire alone is not enough. You have to engage yourself in doing things that purify your consciousness. And you have to continue doing those things day after day, week after week, year after year. Therefore, every day you must chant at least 16 rounds of Japa Mala. And you must strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If you want perfection of consciousness, you have to diligently endeavor on a long run basis to bring yourself to pure consciousness. How much hard work someone does to earn a college degree. Isn't it a fact to get a degree that's so much hard work? isn't it? So how much hard you should work to get the ultimate degree of pure bhakti. If I desire a college degree, the desire will bring me the college degree immediately. No, you have to work hard and endeavor for that thing. So you must work hard, do the activities, Navavidha Bhakti, the nine types of devotional service. Always be engaged in at least one of these nine activities.
Un no deviņiem veidiem, kā mēs kalpojam Dievam, jums vismaz jābūt iesaistījušiem.
24 hours a day.
Nepārtraukti 24
stundas. Hearing about Krishna.
Klausīties par Krishna.
Chanting Krishna. Remembering Krishna. Praying to Krishna.
Lūkties.
Worshipping Krishna. Serving Krishna. In this way. Absorb yourself always in Krishna consciousness.
Vienmēr gremdēties Krishna apziņā.
In this way, in due course, you'll become a pure devotee. And you will see Krishna face to face. So our time is up. But there will be a class tonight. So bring your question tonight. We thank you all very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Srimad Sankarshan Dasati Hari Maharaj ki
jai.